Welcome back to NFL Rants and Raves. This is Steven Miranda.
This is Jeff Ellis. It's Tuesday, September 4th, 2012, week one.
Week one is finally here. Episode 8.15, the week one preview show.
Dun, 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 dun.
We got to start it off with a little bit of this.
It's the Polenita. Ay, me tiene loco. Mira como baila. Me ponen de coco, mira.
I'm not at all what they're saying. We don't have much news because all the news that we would give you is
we'll handle during the games.
Is all we'll be talking about because this week, Jeffrey, we're not breaking down any games. We're going through all of them because we're not putting them in any tiers.
No, they're not ranked. They're all winners.
Every game.
You know what? You could be a Cleveland Browns fan. You got just good a chance to go to the Super Bowl as anybody else.
It's a must-watch game. That's right.
It's must-see TV. I am going out to NFL.com right now because I like they've got a giant countdown counter.
Yes, they do.
It is 26 hours, 7 minutes, 20 seconds away from kickoff right
now.
There
you go. And, Jeffrey, I'm just going to get us started so we can jump right into it.
Bringing American football to the world, it's Steven Miranda and Jeff Ellis with NFL Rants and Raves.
Good to be back, Steven.
It's so good to be back.
Everything up to now has been really just smoke and mirrors of trying to get to this point. Has it not? I mean, it's just been a facade.
Possibly.
We haven't. I mean, my heart hasn't even been in it. There was another guy in here doing it for me because I just so wasn't into it.
Let's just right here, right on our Twitter feed, Jeffrey.
Right,
we just got a replay,
right now.
And all this reply on our Twitter feed says is "woohoo!" All big letters, "woohoo!" from Paul Baker, and basically he's responding to our breaking news that Sky Sports and the NFL have reached a 3-year deal, starting with tomorrow night's game to watch Cowboys Giants.
You do not have to go out and buy NFL Game Pass just to watch tomorrow's Cowboys Giants game. We lit up 25 comments on Facebook within the last less than an hour when I finally posted it. You know, Steven, so I got up twice last night to check my phone.
Yes.
Every time I would wake up to turn over or something, I would grab my phone, put on my glasses, turn on my phone, and look for messages, add a few emails, nothing.
Yeah.
I did this at 2 o'clock. I did this at 5 o'clock. And it was like so depressing. I was getting so discouraged for NFL fans over there. I was on Mike Graham's Extra Time show on TalkSport last night, assuring him that what everyone at NFL International was telling me was, this time next week, all anyone's going to talk about is how well their team did or how badly their team did.
Yeah.
So that's what I said. I said, I think the sticking point is probably Thursday Night Football because they've added that and they expect all those games to be televised. And that's a lot of work.
Right.
I said, but you know what? This will get done. This will get done. Alistair Kirkwood posts, the head of NFL International. It'll get to Tuesday. Trust me, Tuesday. And you went on the Alan Brazil Sports Breakfast.
4 hours after you were on with Mike Graham. And I just said, it's imminent. The deal is imminent. They are
done. And you were basing this on what?
It's got to get done. On my hope.
It's got
to. On my knowledge that the NFL really wants to make an international brand of American football.
They really want the UK to work.
Yes.
They need the UK to work.
And you can't have it work if you don't have a contract with your sport on their major television.
Absolutely. My hope was that tomorrow's game would get skipped and that it would be moved over to Channel 4. And then it'd be on free TV for everybody, and Nat and Mike could cover the game and give everybody the full because it's a Sunday night game. It's going to be on NBC here in America. Al Michaels, Chris Collinsworth, going to be doing the play-by-play. I can't wait to hear that. I'm so excited. I have actually cleared my evening
for Wednesday,
tomorrow. Yeah.
So you wound up moving your clients.
I had to make some adjustments. I had some good breaks go my way.
I see. Okay.
But bottom line is, tomorrow night I am clear. I've got people coming over the house.
Coming over to your house?
Well, I wouldn't come to your house. It's a Cowboys game, and you've got to work.
I didn't get invited.
You got to work.
I can't work with a laptop at my house.
But you don't want to watch the first Cowboys game at my house.
Why not?
I don't know. Maybe you do.
Where's Jordan?
Come over. Where's Jordan?
I thought you were coming
over. Where's Jordan?
I thought you knew we're having Texas Barbecue King coming in. To my house.
Was I invited?
I thought you were. I thought you always come over for the first game of the season.
Not if it's the Cowboys. We have an arrangement about the Cowboys games.
No, we don't. You have an arrangement because you make comments, crazy comments, and sometimes I throw stuff at you. But
I make crazy comments like, wow, this team looks horrible. And you know, if I say that's because from my point of view, they look horrible.
Right, right.
Which you should be allowed to say about any – when you cover the league, you got to call them as you see them.
Yes.
And wow, this team looks horrible is not a personal attack. But it feels like I'm saying bad stuff about your mom because it's the Cowboys. And but, you know, maybe because Jordan's now gone, it'll be okay. Because I couldn't handle really Jordan getting all huffy.
Yeah,
and he can't hear anything negative about his team ever because he's immature and he's only 17. So I understand. But
what's the boy going to do?
He's going to be having a party. I guarantee you, he will be organizing. He's already the dude's taking over the campus. Okay, that's all there is to it. He's freshmen should not be allowed to be as popular as Jordan is right now. He's, oh my gosh, the things he's doing. He's organizing. He's ultimate frisbee practice is well underway. And he's got his schedule down now. He's only carrying 12 units first term, not working first term.
Right.
But he does have a very difficult schedule with those three classes.
Yeah.
Three classes? Come on, you girl. So he will have a gigantic party wherever the biggest TV is on campus.
Wait a minute. You sent your kid away to college. And for his first semester, the dude's got three classes.
First semester getting used to college life, away from home. He's got to do his own laundry now.
Wow.
And so, Steven, that's why he
if
took
you're
all these.
Listening, Jordan, that is a sweet life, man.
It is a sweet
Enjoy
life
it.
For your first term.
Enjoy
and that's the
it.
Reason he busted his butt junior year, taking all his AP classes,
right.
passing his AP exams, getting fives on them, right. so that he could coast for his first term.
Okay.
Get all figured right. out where you want to study best.
Yes.
He's liking the library best.
Yes.
They have treadmills in the library. Seriously, treadmill in the library in the... with a big workstation
Jordan,
for your laptop.
If you're listening, I would kind of, kind of get cozy with the cowboy fan, the female cowboy fan, and make her your study buddy.
Hee-haw.
Study buddy.
So, the treadmills in the library,
yes.
workstation for your laptop and a textbook, view of the ocean.
That's...
Does college get any better than that?
It's a nice campus. It is a very nice campus.
Are you talking about a treadmill? Because studies show that you work better when you're physically active. Okay. We've got...
But anyways, all to say is congratulations to all our fans in the UK.
Yeah.
Because you get to watch some serious football. You get Thursday night game. Did you actually read the email?
Did you see my tweet?
I did see the tweet.
Which said... Red Zone channel under the red button where it belongs all year.
Red Zone, red button, you got...
They're not going to make you watch Red Zone channel, but if
Super
you're in
Bowl
the middle
the
of two dogs... Well, we were pretty sure about that. That all goes together to me. I mean, if Sky is the primary TV broadcaster...
I don't believe they had the Super Bowl last year.
Of course
year,
they did. They sent the crew out. Big Kevin was there. That remember
but
Kevin was there?
I thought BBC
they had
was broadcast.
They had a tiny booth there,
right.
and they broadcast... No, the BBC didn't have Super Bowl.
Okay,
Sky had
Super Bowl. Okay, well, that's good to know. Well, they got it for the next 3 years.
Remember, they had that
does
horrible
this just
end
mean, because when I saw the email from Carl, I just yelled, London next 3 years, baby!
Don't commit me for 3 years. Commit me for a lifetime, baby!
Okay, lifetime. There you go. I can't wait to get this started. Let's just get to it, Jeffrey. Week one. Shall we?
Shall we?
Or is there something that you want to talk? I mean, is it worth talking about Rex Ryan
I
saying he
it.
Can't imagine
it
getting
was,
fired?
I think out of context,
I
that
can't
sounds
imagine getting fired by the Jets. I'm so good.
Out of context, that sounds awful.
I know I'm a great coach.
In context, it sounds like he's doing one of those backhanded compliments to his staff.
I know I'm a great coach. It's hard for me to look at myself not being successful.
Read the rest
of it. I don't
even
see getting fired as a possibility.
Read what comes before that.
Oh, where he says, what makes me a great coach is the guys that coach with me and the players that play for me and everything else this organization has for me.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what makes him a great coach, but still...
You know why Mike Socha was a great coach of the Angels?
Why?
Because he had Bud Black as a coach. He had Ron Renicki as a coach. And he had Joe Maddon as a coach. And now that he's lost his assistants, he can't retool like Bill Belichick and just say, you can handpick my staff every year, and I will just retool. And you know what? It's next man up for coaches just like it is for players because I'm freaking Bill Belichick. Deal. I wish it weren't that way, but it is that way.
I love Rex Ryan. I wish he would could, you know, be there forever. But Jeffrey, are you going to wait to release your most powerful rankings till after week one?
Yeah.
Or are you putting out a preseason, a pre-week
most
one
people
powerful
do a pre-
rankings?
Pre-week one power
yes, because
rankings.
I've seen a whole bunch of them out
there. I know.
There.
ESPN's just came out. In all fairness, just came out.
And
I can
I'm
spend
not
the
very
rest of my-
happy that the Giants aren't number one in a lot of them.
Okay.
I'm not very happy about
that.
When are people going to realize that the defending Super Bowl champion is number one until somebody beats him?
Yeah.
Now, if in week one, now if tomorrow the Cowboys beat the Giants, then after week one, you are more than happy to remove them from the number one spot. But pre the season starts... Pre-week one, the Giants have to be number one. That's... Do you not agree with me?
No.
They have to be number one. They're the defending Super Bowl champions. Isn't that what you call them? Isn't that what you make me call them on Talk Sport?
Yeah.
They're the defending Super Bowl champion, which means they are number one, and they're starting their defense of that.
Right.
So before any games are played, you must
say... Is he still
talking?
I think he's still talking.
They are number one.
Now, you asked the key word that I focused on there was are they number one, not should they be. Should they be number one? Sure. Are they? Not necessarily. This is a team
according
that was
to
a
whom?
Nine and
we haven't seen anything.
According to me, possibly. Okay. I haven't decided yet. Look, this team Mike asked me last night if basically the Giants were just poised to repeat, and I said I'm not sure how a team that went 9-7 last year, and really, I'm sorry, no offense to whoever it was that got tight about the backdooring their way into things. Who was that? Was that Jeff Fisher? Was that Brian Billick? Coach Billick got off because the Ravens kind of snuck into the playoffs one year, and we didn't sneak into anything. Nobody handed us anything. We worked hard for it. Well, look. The Giants snuck into the playoffs. I don't care how you slice it and dice it. They snuck in the playoffs. Then they went on a great run. They were a 9-7 team.
Yes.
They were a wild card.
Yes.
No, they won the division at 9-7. They won a average division at 9-7 and snuck into the playoffs and went on a tear and did some really remarkable things in that span. Who are they now? I think they're still that 9-7 team with extra swagger. That's who I think they are now.
But as the defending Super Bowl champion, when you go on the road and you beat the Packers, who have the best record in the league,
and
you beat the Niners, who have the next best record in the division, you're not telling me you're the best?
And then you beat the New England Patriots.
And then the Patriots, who didn't they have the best record in the AFC?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I don't care that you got in at 9-7. You went on the road, knocked off 15-1. Went on the road, knocked off 13-3. Went in the Super Bowl, knocked off the Patriots. You're number one.
Yeah. They are, Steven. I love this Giants team way more than you ever will.
You do love them more than I will.
I know.
Now, granted, they got some injuries in the secondary. We don't know how effective Prince Amukamara is going to be now that he's the starting cornerback. And he got dinged up in the preseason.
I think every team has injury questions. So in all fairness, where should you start the season? Yeah, you should start as number one and be knocked off.
I am looking at NFL.com's power poll entry.
Let me guess, because I haven't seen... Let me guess. They got the Giants as 5.
7!
7!
7!
I was trying to be kind.
Packers, Patriots, Steelers, Ravens, Texans, Eagles! Eagles!
Steven,
and then
you're
the
hot.
Giants.
You're hot.
I am burning up here with... I saw this list this morning. Packers, Patriots, Steelers, Ravens. I'm like, come on, at least give me top 5. Texans, 5. Okay, they got to be 6. Eagles! How'd they get up before the Giants? And then I finally see the Giants at what? And out of her bedroom, she goes,
what?
You woke her up.
I did, because I was yelling. I was like, seven?
Yeah.
All right, I'm sorry. I got to get away.
Yeah, nah, I appreciate you getting carried away. The people appreciate you getting carried away. I was going to take a week off because, as you are finding, when we have more and more NFL responsibilities, they kind of add up. Labor Day was anything but a holiday yesterday.
I was working like a dog.
You know, and I appreciated it. I just, you know, for Americans to have a holiday, to take a day off work, I think it's terrific.
It's great.
But what I think is that for the self-employed, they often don't get days off, and that's okay.
Yeah.
And we don't whine or complain about it. I wish everyone a great Labor Day. But those of us that are self-employed, and it's that time of year,
we
got to get our nose to the grindstone.
I was in there. I was working. I could hear my wife and the girls out in the swimming pool, and they sounded like they were having a great time. And I would occasionally stick my head out and see them in the pool. And I was like, oh, it'd be so fun to jump in there. But I can't. I'm working.
As I said, it's the way it should be. I am very disappointed that one of my go-to websites I have now found a new version for. But, you know, every year things change, and it frustrates me greatly. I have my go-to websites. One of them, which is, I'll just give shout. We give free shout-outs. If somebody would pay us, we'd happily think about how much more enthusiastic our shout-outs would be. Because our free ones are pretty enthusiastic.
Yeah.
But oddsmaker.com is where I get my, or covers.com is where I get my stats.
Isn't it covers?
Covers, covers.com.
Yeah, I get my covers, yeah.
Now, I'm going to give you a new website, because I had to find a new one this year, nflweather.com.
What's wrong with covers?
I'm talking about moving on.
Oh, for the weather.
For the weather. Yes. I had a bookmark that's now no longer works that was part of AccuWeather. But NFLweather.com is a new website where they've got little graphics and little helmets. They're not logoed helmets, but still, it's pretty good for what I found so far. But to me, you can't make picks unless you know a few things. You got to know what Vegas thinks. You got to know what the weather's going to be like. And he got to know what this team looks like.
Yes.
And so without the weather, where are we?
Jeffrey, I have to backtrack just a little bit. I got a little irate at NFL.com.
You got irate.
And NFL.com actually has the New York Giants at number one. I was reading was an article by Greg Rosenthal, who now writes for NFL.com.
Yeah.
And those were his rankings. He has the Giants at seven.
That would, you know.
So that tirade was at Greg Rosenthal. What are you thinking, Greg?
Yeah, I think you should get slapped something fierce because that's not cool, dude. You really should. In fact, here.
You're going to throw knives
Greg,
at me?
Greg, don't play with too many knives.
For Greg's,
come on.
Yeah, Greg, don't. What are you doing?
Or maybe start playing with lots of knives because you don't have a clue, dude. Let's get on to the games, my friend.
Okay, I did get a little crazy. But ESPN does have them at three, which is a little crazy.
I have no problem with them being in the top three. They just better be in the discussion. And because no other reason than they have the Lombardi Trophy and it's sitting there in their beautiful facility.
After week one, whatever happened then, you know, do what you will.
But so you're saying once the Cowboys beat them. Can we get to that game?
Well, let's get to it.
Oh, you're waiting for me. Okay, fine. I can do it. I can ding ding.
I'm a little low.
Yeah, you're low. So
don't play with too many knives. The
Dallas Cowboys at the New York Giants.
To New York to face the defending Super Bowl
champion.
New York Giants.
They're not a Super Bowl. They're Super Bowl champions.
The defending Super Bowl champion in New York Giants.
It will be 2 years that the Super Bowl will be taking place there at New Meadowlands Stadium. Burr.
Real quickly, I'm going to throw you some fantasy football beef right here. In case you are wondering about San Francisco and their wide receivers, it is just announced Harbaugh has said his starting wide receivers are Randy Moss and Michael Crabtree.
Not really a surprise there.
No, but
was
a lot
Teddy
of people,
Ginn going to get the job? Come on.
A lot of people didn't
Josh
know
Josh Morgan's been shipped off. Josh Morgan is now a Giant, is he not?
He's a Redskin.
Redskin. I was in the right division with Josh Morgan.
A lot of people weren't sure how they were going to use Randy Moss. And now that he's a starter, that ninth round draft selection and 10th round draft
looking
selection
pretty tasty.
Of Randy Moss.
Looking pretty tasty there.
Looks
he
good.
May actually see some starts or get traded
All
to a
right,
team with no wide receivers.
For the first time in the history of the National Football League, It opens its season on a Wednesday.
You're Jeffrey. Obsessed about this being a Wednesday.
I am. I've never seen the NFL on Wednesday. I'm not going to tell you how old I am, but I'm pretty old. I've seen my
107.
Share. I've seen my share of NFL games.
And he's a drunk.
I've seen my share. I've seen my share of NFL games.
Yeah, one or two thousand.
And
100.
I've never seen one on a Wednesday.
Okay. To me, all it is yay, it starts a day sooner?
No, because then you've got Thursday and Friday and Saturday. It's already hard when the season starts on Thursday and you got to sit there Friday, Saturday, and anticipate Sunday.
Dude, we got TV on Friday. You've got radio Thursday night into Friday morning. Yes. We've got a lot of work to do. From my point of view, if I could get a game before I get into Sunday, which is going to be brutal, I'm taking this monitor home with me.
Yes.
After our, I don't know when, whenever it's safe to take it home, maybe I'll come get it Saturday night or something.
Maybe you'll get it Saturday night.
But I need as many displays in front of me. I got NFL Sunday ticket on demand.
How?
On demand.
On demand?
Okay, I don't want to get in trouble.
So you don't have NFL Sunday ticket?
Yes, I do.
You don't have DirecTV.
I don't have DirecTV, but
I
have NFL Sunday ticket.
I don't know how you have NFL Sunday ticket.
Do you see that right there? Sunday ticket, DirecTV?
Yes.
And if I click on it right now, it'll be Peyton Manning giving me.
So you're using someone's subscription.
No, I'm not. I've done that, but I'm not.
Okay.
I paid good money out of my pocket. Not the business, out of my pocket.
Okay.
$250 for that little app.
To DirecTV.
Yes.
You can buy it now without being a DirecTV subscriber.
Absolutely, as long as you meet the criteria.
And what's the criteria?
The most important one is you can't get DirecTV where you are. And that's a checkbox. I'm just saying.
Adam's address.
I'm just saying.
Because he
no,
can't
no,
get
they don't
DirecTV.
Want an address. They just want a checkbox checked.
So you just got to tell them I can't get DirecTV where I'm at.
You know why
I'm
I can't? Because I got Dish Network. And I'm under contract there.
They will buy the contract from you.
They didn't ask me any of that. I don't want DirecTV. I've never wanted DirecTV. All I've ever wanted is NFL Sunday ticket.
Wow. So I'm going to ask you the famous question you always ask me. Are you going to share your username and password?
No, but if you're at my house on game day, first of all, when we're together on the road, we share everything.
Yes, yes.
So if you're at my house on game day, there will be the red zone will be on the big TV.
Yes.
And on the
you watch football
I love the red zone.
In a
very different way than
different
you
way
do.
Than I do.
And Steven, isn't that lovely that there's so many ways to enjoy this great sport? So TV, CBS is showing first off Colts, Bears, good game.
Yeah.
So is Sky Sports. Mm-hmm. Glad you guys are getting to watch that. That's the best of the morning games. Redskins, Saints is also a really good game
in the morning game.
So Colts, Bears will be on CBS on my 24-inch TV, on my coffee table. Red Zone channel up on the big TV. Then this 24-inch display here will be hooked up to my computer that will be streaming the Redskins at Saints because I think that's the best other game that's on at that time. And then I will have the Fox
Bills
game.
Bills Jets is going to be pretty good.
The Fox game is you know what? Redskins Saints is going to be on Fox. So Bills Jets is going to be on that one. So I'll have my secondary output for my TV will be hooked up to a display. So I'll have CBS and Fox on 224s. I'll have the Red Zone channel, and then I'll have a DirecTV game. So they take a game.
Crazy.
And then I'll have another thing with all my fantasy football teams. I'll be the best.
Yes.
It's got to be the best. Yes. For
I've decided this year, for my sanity and for everything that I have to do, is I still will have three displays. I still, one display will have whatever local Fox is, one display will have whatever local CBS is, and then I'll have whatever game I want to watch. I get it. I can't tell you how I get it, but I get it.
I was forthcoming about having to check a box. And I'm not suggesting anybody else in America do that. Go out to DirecTV.com/NFL and see if you meet the three criteria, which is one, I want it, two, I will pay for it, and three, I can't have DirecTV
where I live.
There
you go.
Because my wife would kill me. I mean, isn't that a reason?
I am going to Saturday night.
Yeah.
set all my fantasy football rosters.
Yeah.
I am going to Sunday morning. Oh,
Sunday morning. High five. High Sunday morning. 5 a.m.
Sunday morning.
Freaking 5 a.m.
Verify that my starting lineups are okay, yes. That nobody's hurt and, you know, whatever. Going to miss time.
Everyone made it through
suspended.
The night.
Suspended. You know, airplane hits another airplane and you got to, you know, they're not going to make the game on time.
An unfortunate lap dance gone wrong.
Exactly. And then I will not check fantasy football until after Sunday Night Football.
But you will watch before Monday Night Football. You'll check in before Monday Night Football.
Yeah, I'll check in before Monday Night Football.
Why Sunday Night Football? Why not just after the day games?
After Sunday Night Football.
Why not just after the regular games?
I don't care.
Don't
I
know.
Don't want to know.
Don't want to know.
I've decided
you've been
I
burned.
Don't.
I can tell you've been burned.
Well, it's not that I've been burned. I no longer want to be watching a game saying, oh, if only they throw the ball to Aaron Hernandez one more time.
Right.
Or, oh, if only this kicker can kick two more field goals for me. You know, I'm done.
Yeah,
I'm done.
You don't
want to
be that guy.
I don't want to be watching the game saying,
that's true.
Come on, Tony, will you hit Des Bryant for me, baby?
You don't want to root for your fantasy team.
No,
you want to root. You want to root for the
yes.
games. And right. I think that is a smart way to go.
And so then Sunday night, I'll be like, oh, look at that.
Oh, look at that.
They
oh, wow.
Won.
You know, if Rob Baronis had made that 53-yarder, I would have won.
There
what do you
go.
Know?
And that
what
is,
do
a,
you know?
I think, a much
stuff happens.
More pleasant way for me to watch the game.
Now, you know that Carl promised us, the producer, EP, executive producer of,
yes.
of Sky Sports NFL, that we're to be fantasy football players. We still should have one more draft.
So when is that?
I don't know.
Well, you should reply to Carl's email right
I
now.
I did.
And
I said, we got work to do.
All right, we got
Didn't
work.
Did you see my
did.
Note?
You said, let's
get to work.
Let's get to
let's
work.
Get to
yes.
work.
We need to find out.
Yeah, because you know, we're supposed to be like little talking heads
we might
on there.
We're supposed to be drafting right now.
Maybe.
Because it's what time over there.
Yeah, but you know what? We want to let them have a couple more drinks.
Yeah, that's true.
A couple more pints. Carl can have a cider, a few more ciders, and then he's going
to
be picking
kickers. So
let's
get back to Wednesday. All I said was Wednesday night. You're like, you're really excited about this Wednesday. We haven't talked about the Cowboys Giants.
Giants are going to win because of the streak. Explain the streak, Steven.
I'll explain the streak. And actually, the streak goes even further than this.
Holy crap, really?
So, since the season started to open with a single game on Thursday night.
Which the DNC is moving it this year. Democratic National Convention is moving it.
Defending Super Bowl champion opens the opener on Thursday night. The defending Super Bowl champions are 8-0 at home.
That's remarkable.
They're 8-0.
Is that remarkable?
It is remarkable.
Thank you.
And even more remarkable, they're 6-1 against the spread.
Wow.
I mean, I'm sorry, 7-1 against
the
spread.
They cover the spread, and the spread in this case is Giants -4?
Yes.
That means if history repeats, that the Giants
will
win by 7.
By more than
4. They'll win by 5 or 7.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That is. Now, if you want to go a little bit deeper into history.
Take me deep, Steven.
You have to go all the way back to the Denver Broncos winning the Super Bowl for the second time and starting the season with a retired John Elway. John Elway is no longer in Denver. For the defending Super Bowl champion to lose
their
opener of the season.
Their opener of any kind?
You have to go all the way back to the Denver
the
Broncos.
Elway Denver Broncos?
Yes.
Steven! How can you take any team
and
but the
how
Giants?
How can you take anything but the Giants?
Exactly.
It's the Giants.
This is a and man who walks up to a roulette wheel and sees on the display that black has hit 17 times in a row.
Yes.
And Steven's going, I'm thinking red.
Yes.
I'm thinking red. Steven, black has hit 17 times
I
in a row.
I know when the streak is about to break.
And it just coincides coincidentally with your team playing them.
It has nothing to do with my team. I see the streak.
Bull crap.
About to break.
Bull crap. I'm calling bull crap.
How often am I correct when I see the red?
Oh, if you're talking about Vegas.
Yes.
When streaks come to a run, you're good at calling those. But I'm saying, I'm calling bull crap that you're seeing this streak come to an end because it has nothing to do with the Cowboys.
Nothing to do with the Cowboys.
That I'm calling bull crap.
I see the streak coming to it. How often am I correct when I see the
at
red?
Vegas?
There's
is red
18,
your team,
there's 18
Steven?
Blacks. There's 18 blacks.
Did you go to the University of Dallas because of red?
No.
No. Did you go to the University of Dallas kind of for the Cowboys a little?
No, they gave me money to go to school
there. They gave you a great scholarship, and they had a fantastic dramatic arts program. I agree. But it had nothing to do with the Cowboys.
It was a very nice coincidence.
It was a very nice coincidence.
That Texas Stadium was across the expressway.
Was across the street and lets you have a job there. Yes. You can work for your love, the precious.
You know what? And here's the thing,
Jeffrey. Streaky Hayneton, friends. So apparently, most dumbest wager line of the week, as far as history goes.
I've got the most dumbest wager line of the week.
Me too, but I'm saying, now I've got a new one now.
Yeah.
Apparently, it's the Giants and give 4 points. Because history, I bank on history.
Yes.
I bank on history.
You,
and
you
I've,
gotta
been,
go,
I've been
you
burned.
Gotta go a long way.
I've been burned.
Yeah.
By history, but generally, history pays
gonna
off.
Burn you.
History will
burn
you,
burn you
if you go all in. I'm not betting the house. I'm betting $50.
Here's a little craziness, and I really hate that this is you know, you're pointing out that it, you know, it's the Cowboys that are playing and it has nothing to do with that. But here's the thing. I have watched all four teams in the NFC East probably closer than even people who cheer for their NFC East team.
Absolutely. But you haven't watched. I was gonna thought you were gonna say closer to some coaches. I'm like, no, not possible. But yeah, you probably looked at the 2020 film on most of these teams.
On all these teams. All four.
See, this is what I mean. So, and most fans don't go that far.
Yes.
So I give you that you know these teams really well.
And
Steven,
knowing the ins and outs of some of the roster moves that they made at the end of the preseason to trim their teams down
to 56,
53.
55, 54, 53. 53. 52, 51. Blast off.
I don't even think this game is going to be close. And I think the Giants lose by double digits.
Yeehaw, what an upset. I look forward to talking about on Talk Sport Extra Time tomorrow night with Mike Graham as I'm going to be discussing the game and while it happens.
Yes. It's going to be a great game, and
it's
I cannot wait for it to start.
Great game.
And I think people are going to be talking about this game for
fun
a
go-to while. Website also that I encourage people to use is CBSSports.com, their depth chart section, where what you get when you pull up the Dallas Cowboys is you get a sea of red, and the red means injuries. Miles Austin, hamstring, probable.
Okay, when
Andre
was it
Holmes.
Updated? What you should look is the report that the NFL just released, because today is the day
updated
that the teams
9/4/12. That's today.
And are they basing this on the because today teams needed to put out their
injury report for tomorrow night's game?
Yes. Well, no, for the week.
For the week.
Yes. This is
so
their,
the Giants and Cowboys have had a slight edge.
They put it out twice.
Oh, so they've had to revise
it
now.
Right. So they put it out on Tuesday, and then they put it out again on Friday.
Now, the Miles Austin is probable, okay?
Yes.
So, that's how current it is. But here's the thing. Dez Bryant, probable. Jason Witten, doubtful. DeMarco Murray, probable. Here's the problem. Jay Ratliff, out.
Yeah, we know Ratliff's not going
to. I know.
He's got a high angle.
Dan Connor, probable. DeMarcus Ware, probable.
I'm going to tell you everywhere
I bet
you
they
see
all
a
start.
P,
I bet they all start. I bet Jason Witten has 2 snaps at least in this game.
Jason Witten will know by end of the day today.
But I bet you, I'm gambling here. I bet he has 2 snaps. They're going to use him in a very limited capacity. It'll be a goal line situation where they really need, or a critical third down late in the game. And I think that that Jason Witten gets in the game. He gets cleared medically. And,
well, we'll find out today.
But
today, he
I
is
hope
having
if
his,
he's cleared medically that they do
scan
not
on
right.
His spleen.
But I hope if he's cleared medically that they do not play him the whole game. I limit his reps, please.
Probably,
please.
A little bit.
Just because I really want him to be well.
I mean, they went out. They dropped Stephen McGee because you know they went out and got another tight end because they wanted to have a third tight end. So it's going to be interesting. I still think.
I think this Dallas team's very good.
I think that with the upgrades that the Cowboys have made in the secondary. Have allowed Rob Ryan to finally be like, now I can run the defense that I've always wanted to run.
Mm-hmm.
And Jeffrey, that defense showed a lot of improvement. Not just a little improvement. They showed a ton of improvement.
Okay, but then I want to take you to, we've got to move on to the next games.
Yes,
I want to take you to, I believe everything you've just said about the Dallas Cowboys. But here's what I recall about the Giants that are number one atop my power rankings, just to make you most comfortable, okay?
Thank you.
To get there, they beat a San Francisco 49ers defense that's, shall we say, stout?
Yes.
Okay. They also beat a Green Bay Packers defense that's crappy.
How'd they beat those two teams? Turnovers.
Yeah.
Turnovers in special teams.
And special teams, 10. I don't know that there's a huge special teams advantage here in this game.
I don't think so. I think it's going to be.
Look, the absence, Hakeem Nicks is questionable. That was as of today with his foot injury. That's going to hurt him. Ahmad Bradshaw will be slowed with his hand injury. But that's not a big deal. It's like a blood blister. David Wilson, I like their running back backup. I think that David Wilson, they'll be able to manage the game, make the play action viable. Victor Cruz is looking out of his mind. And Reuben Randall and Bear Pasco. I like this team, and I like the Giants' defense. They've got injury questions as well. Matthias Kiwanuka. Primarily, Michael Boley is questionable. JPP is going to be fine. He's going to – Justin Tuck. Look, I think this is going to be a hell of a game. Can't wait to see it.
It's going
to
be a great game.
I'm going
game.
With history. That's it. And I beg you to make it the challenge game. Beg.
Okay.
Double dog
you
dare.
You can beg.
Because it's a double digit. So the spread's 4. Steven has it winning by 10. That's a 14-point swing. That's got to be the challenge game.
Well, let's see. Let's see what else we did for
All that. Right. Let's move on to the Sunday morning games, friends. The Sunday morning games. The Colts and Bears get us started. Colts finished the season 12-4. How'd they get 2 wins? 2-14. 12-4. I hate dyslexia. It's really annoying sometimes.
It is really annoying.
2-14. How'd they get 2 wins? It's a miracle.
It's a miracle.
At the Chicago Bears, who finished 8-8. And how did the Bears only manage 8 wins? It's a miracle. Yeah. They're a better team than that. They square off.
Injury.
CBS. Gonna be on Sky Sports HD1,
Bears
friends.
Favored by 9.5 points. And you know what?
Yeehaw.
I say they're going to cover this with ease. I feel sorry for Andrew Luck because your first game
Welcome
out.
Welcome to the NFL.
You got to face the Bears defense.
You got to face Brian Urlacher. Oh, he's questionable for the game. Trust me, Urlacher's going to be play. There. If Urlacher had one little toe and no legs, he would hop out there on that little toe.
And one little toe. Look.
Talk about a gamer. My goodness.
The defense, of all the defenses is what I want to say. Of all the defenses. That you have to go out there and play against to start your career. And not only are you going against the Bears, you're at Soldier Field.
So Soldier Field, where it will be slight chance of showers, high of 68 degrees.
You don't even get to start at home, dog. You nope. start on the road.
Outdoors, and you're a dome team.
Against a pretty fierce team.
Just not cool. Just not cool. But you know what? Welcome to the league, Andrew. You're going to need it. I agree with you there. I think we should go reasonably quickly, unless there's news
there
items that jump
any
out.
Any news items?
Urlacher's the big thing.
And for the Colts, Austin Collie, who has had a whole bunch of concussions over the last couple seasons, they're saying he's a full go for Sunday's opener with the Bears. He's going to play, which means that that's kind of good for Andrew Luck because he's going to need all of his weapons there. But I don't think they...
You look at the full injury report?
I do.
Good for you. Good man.
I'm not sure how Andrew Luck's going to fare in this game.
You know what? I think Andrew is, if they can keep the score down, and the defense of the Colts is better, if they can keep the score down, the Cutler to Marshall tandem is scary as hell. That's all there is to it. But if they keep the score down, then they can run the ball. And that sets up the play action, and that makes that viable and stuff. And that makes Andrew Luck able to do some of the stuff that's in their offensive package.
Yeah.
Some of the stuff.
Yeah.
It's a tough task. That's all there is to it, though.
Well, you know, and Briggs and Roach at the linebacker position, and you got to remember Peppers. They brought in
Dr. Pepper.
Peppers. At the defensive end position, they're going to get after him. They're going to get after Andrew Luck, and I guarantee that they're going to show Andrew Luck stuff that he's never seen before, ever. Not in the preseason, not in college, not anywhere.
But you know what I've noticed about Andrew Luck that I like so much is
calm.
That yes, his absolute ability to stay within himself and his poise.
I must remain calm.
He is this. He's like the Zen master. If Phil Jackson were a quarterback, he'd be Andrew Luck.
Does he do the woo-sa? Woo-sa, where he rubs his ears?
Probably woo-sa. Not because he's busy.
Okay, all right.
I think he's a little busy for that. I think Andrew Luck is all that in a bag of chips.
All right, we both have the Chicago
much.
Bears. I really was trying to get you to take the
There's no way in heck. We'll differ somewhere.
The Philadelphia Eagles at Cleveland Browns. In Cleveland, the dog pound, Jeffrey.
Cleveland Browns, Paul Brown Stadium, I believe is where they play.
Yeah.
Look,
the only
chance of thunderstorms, high of 68 degrees.
Only hope Cleveland has is to get after Vic, knock him out. Otherwise, it's going to be a long day for the dog pound.
Could be a sloppy track, so it's possible that Mike Vick could. Remember, though, his new flak jacket that he's wearing?
Yes.
The manufacturer guarantees he can't get injured.
Guaranteed!
He can't get injured. He's become invincible. So, with that being said, I like the Eagles in this game, and I like them.
How stupid do you have to be
stupid.
Of a manufacturer
pretty stupid.
To come out and say, we guarantee he won't get hurt?
Okay, well, what's the worst thing that happens? He gets hurt, right?
Yes.
Okay, so you come to me. You're the press, and I'm the boss.
Didn't you guarantee that Michael Vick wouldn't get hurt wearing your product?
His leg broke in three places. Our flak jacket covers his ribs.
Yes. Yes. Okay.
I get what I okay.
But let's
if,
say
if
let's
you
say
would
it's
take
a rib
my
injury.
Guarantee
let's say it's
in
a rib
contact,
injury.
Well, okay. I was trying to not go there.
Yeah.
Okay,
you are.
Michael Vick. Michael Vick out 6 to 8 weeks with a rib injury is
broken
the breaking
rib.
News. Breaking news.
Okay.
Breaking news. Fractured
sir,
rib. Yes.
Sir,
yes.
So didn't you guarantee that Michael Vick would not get injured if he wore your product?
Michael Vick. See, the thing is, see what happened.
What kind of guarantees do you have?
No.
Sir?
What happened was at the end of the third quarter, he actually put on another device. There's
at the time he was injured, he was not wearing your jacket.
Well, no, he was wearing our flak jacket.
Yes.
But what he had done was modify it.
Oh, by wearing something else.
He had
else.
Modified it.
So he had something different. So your guarantee is not valid if it's modified wearing another device.
Well, especially how he modified it. I mean, you can't, no one can expect, you know, with modifications.
So basically you're lying.
I'm not lying at all. You're supposed to ask me how it was modified.
Oh, I'm sorry. How was it modified?
Oh, how was it modified? He put a SpongeBob sticker on it. And look,
so
I'm not responsible
it,
for. I don't. It goes against manufacturer's recommendations.
All I'm saying is, sir, you're probably not going to be getting a lot of orders for your flak.
That's worst case jacket. Scenario. Best case scenario, he doesn't get injured. And see,
yeah,
see,
well, that's true too.
And they're playing the Browns. So I mean, come on. Are you seriously telling me that somebody on the Brown is capable of injury, Michael
Eagles
Vick?
Eagles are 9-point favorites on the
road. On the
road!
People, stop smoking the ganja weed about the Eagles. Make them show you something, for heaven's sake.
That is a game that is going to be off my card.
Yes.
I'm not touching it. If I had a card. Let's
if we
way.
Had a card. Remember, no gambling.
Remember the days when we would go to Vegas
yes.
to start the season?
And we had our own booth?
Yes.
And it was free, and they yeah. brought us free beer
yeah.
and food
what
and stuff?
You why did you stop
Why
that?
Did we stop? First of all, happy birthday coming up here.
It is my birthday. And,
I know.
It's just the birthday in Vegas.
We have to work.
I can work from Vegas.
And remember, when we go to Vegas now, usually we're working. People expect us to entertain. They expect us to inform and edutainment.
Yeah.
We don't go anymore as just fans.
Ah, I see.
That's why we don't go to Vegas
We're
anymore,
the
Steven.
Bees now.
Yes. I think week one we should always take off. I'm looking for somebody that could injure Mike Vick on their defense. And I'm having a lot of trouble finding Jabal Sheard
With
as the threat. And
you're looking at the Browns, you mean?
Atuba Rubien with his undisclosed injury on the pup
Can
list.
Can you name one player
and,
on their defense without
well,
looking
I'm
at
I'm looking at the
sheet.
Roster. Frosty Rucker there from USC.
Okay.
We know Frosty.
Oh, because he freaking plays in our backyard.
Yes,
because
he plays in our backyard. But I'd hope you'd know your own kids.
Did I say back door? He plays on our back door. He played in our backyard.
He actually never came to the back door.
No, but he played in our backyard, so that's why you know Frosty.
Yeah.
All right.
Joe Hayden, the safety, is suspended. this is maybe 9 is a fair number.
okay, maybe
Sheldon
is.
Brown. We know Sheldon Brown. Oh yeah, he played South Carolina,
yeah.
So he didn't play in our backyard. We know
no,
Sheldon
he
Brown.
Didn't.
Good corner,
but Sheldon,
very good corner.
Yeah, I think Sheldon kind of like they acquired from the Eagles. At some
but point. I'm saying he was a good corner.
Okay.
All right. So there is somebody. He's not going to injure Vic. He's not going to go all Troy Polamalu on you or something. Corner but cornerbacks, blitz. Corner blitzes corner blitz. Happen. But that, you know, with Vic's scramble ability and their wide receivers, that would be unwise.
I'm not
going to
be too hard on the Browns defense because that defense kept them in a lot of ball games last year. They lost a lot of ball games by 2, 3, 4 points last year.
Oh, so, on the news front, Trent Richardson is questionable officially at – that was August 9th? So, actually, what I heard is Trent's going to play. So, Steven, if you could look at the injury report for Trent Richardson,
tell you
I believe he is likely.
He was at practice yesterday.
Yes, I think he's very, very
he
likely to play.
He is being listed as questionable for this game. But all signs are that he will be available to play in this game.
I'm going to see, because this is really important, especially for fantasy folks out there.
I'm telling you, he's going to play. I told you.
You said he's going to play. I'm saying Coach Pat Shurmur confirmed that he will start at tailback week one against Eagles if he's given the green light by Cleveland's medical staff. This is according to the Akron Beacon Journal.
Yes.
So there you go. I just wanted to go a little deeper.
All right.
I want to go with the beat writers. I like the beat writers. I support them.
Obviously, with fantasy football, you check Sunday morning, but he won't play.
Oh, we're talking about predictions here and whether or not Eagles can cover their 9 points on the road, and I think they might, actually. Yeah. Next, we got the Rams at the Lions, a game that'll be on Fox, and hopefully you'll only be subjected to if you live in the Detroit area or St. Louis area.
Now, I'm not a fan of picking a game based on whether the mascot could beat the other mascot.
Who suggested that?
Rush Limbaugh.
Okay, Rush Limbaugh's a boob.
We know that.
He said dumber things than that. That's what, you know that you are purely an entertainer.
Yes.
Steve and I, big fans of Newsnight on HBO.
Yes.
Newsroom. Highly encourage people to check out Newsroom on HBO. Start from the beginning. It's lots of fun. So, you know, what credible sources is all they want.
Yes.
You know, and so whenever I see Rush Limbaugh on there, I'm like, wait, you talk about only using credible sources. People only watch Rush
they're
for the entertainment value.
They're usually making fun of it.
But their point is in Newsroom 2.0 yes. is that they only use credibles. Everyone watches him watching a car accident.
I think
you
misunderstood that. They usually, whenever they show a Rush Limbaugh clip, they're saying,
This
is what we don't do.
We won't use him as a source.
This is what he said, and here's the truth. And then they normally give you
right,
the truth.
Right, but don't use him as somebody. You could find somebody more credible who might say something that Rush says.
Well, they normally do.
If Rush says Christmas was on. Right.
And if
Rush says Christmas was on December 25th, I would get third and fourth opinions.
Yes.
That's just me. Yeah, yeah. So Rush saying that a mascot's better, things he said.
I guess what I was going to say is, that's pretty stupid. But in this case, if you're taking a lion and putting up against a ram.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with the lion on this. We both got the Lions. I certainly think they're going to cover the 9 points. The Rams are bad. This is going to be Sam Bradford, Calvin Johnson going to pick up where they left off last season. I expect big numbers from the Lions offense. I just don't know how the Lions defense is going to do. I actually like Sam Bradford to do pretty well in this game. However, they might get after him with Ndamukong Suh in that defensive front.
Yeah, I think the Lions probably cover, unfortunately.
He's going to get sued?
And Dominican sued.
Sued.
Sam Bradford might get sued.
Might get sued.
It's a little pun that you're likely to hear again, so just get used to it.
Okay. Let's move on.
One of those really great teams.
The New England Patriots travel to Tennessee to face the Titans.
Tennessee Titans, baby. They don't have a chance. They're only 6-point dogs at home.
They might have a little chance.
No, chance is gone.
Brady's offensive line has looked horrible. Horrible.
No, they've had special meetings.
Really bad. And if Tennessee gets after Brady, this could be a very interesting game.
Okay. Make it a challenge game.
No, I'm taking the Patriots.
Right, sure.
I'm just telling you that it could be,
Jake Locker is going to have an interesting season. I do like what Chris Johnson is doing. I think the fact that they brought in what's his, Steve Hutchinson. I do think Steve Hutchinson still has gas in the tank, so I think that we finally have a blocking guard that's capable of helping out Chris Johnson. I think they've addressed those needs. This is going to be a much better team than some people suspect.
Yeah.
But come on, we're talking about the Patriots week one. Bill Belichick has already figured out how to beat you a week ago. Moving on, Steven.
This brings it to my Vegas dumbest wager line of the week.
Oh,
the Atlanta
yeah.
Falcons travel to Kansas City to face the Chiefs.
You know what's the most dumbest wager line of the week? When the lines actually fall all over the place. If you go into Vegas right now, you can have the Falcons being favors. You can have the Chiefs being favorite. You can go either way, and you'll get points. That's how nobody knows what to do with this game, and this is the most difficult game of the weekend to pick.
Not for me.
Well, obviously, the Cowboys one is the easiest, but I'm kidding.
You said it was the most difficult.
This game, for most people, and you disagree, but for most people that I've listened to, most NFL pundits, Sirius XM and things, they find this the most difficult game to pick.
Okay, either I am completely blind, and I am not seeing the Kansas City
Chiefs. People are loving Kansas
City. Everybody is seeing.
Yeah, I know. I'm not there either.
And I'm stupid.
Well.
Or everybody is drinking Kansas City Kool-Aid, and I want some because it probably tastes really good.
It tastes like barbecue.
The Chiefs are bad. When you get beat down by the Rams, I don't care if it's a preseason game, it's the Rams, and they got beat down. Bad.
Yeah.
And this is, I'm talking starters on starters here.
Okay, but you can't deny that Peyton Hillis, Jamal Charles are going to bust it open. They're gonna have good games.
They're a team that's going to rely on a running game to shorten the game, to make the clock just run. They've got nothing that scares me offensively other than those two guys. Dwayne Bowe is an afterthought for defensive coordinators.
I don't think Dwayne Bowe or Steve Breston or John Baldwin are afterthoughts. I think they're capable receivers, and I think Caboose has still got some more in the tank. They're a tight end. And Tony Moyaki behind him. I don't think this is a god awful team.
This is just a god awful team. At the end of the season, this team will not average more than 16 points per game.
The biggest problem,
and I'm going on record right now, and you can put that as one of those crazy things that Steven says, and we'll revisit it back at the end of the season. This team won't average more than 16 points per game offensively.
Okay. I think the biggest problem of all is going to be if Brandon Flowers doesn't make it his start, because that's one of the few players they have on defense that can ball.
I suspect people are looking at Atlanta and they're saying they're outdoors, they're on the road, they're in Kansas City. But look, Arrowhead isn't the place it once was where it was difficult to play.
No, I'm sorry. It used to be you could not win in Arrowhead. That's no longer the case.
You're telling me that
things
Atlanta
are stabilized now, that Caesars is Kansas City plus one, Mirage plus three, Las Vegas Hilton plus 2.5, Orleans plus three.
Yeah.
So the line's still all over the place.
You're telling me that Atlanta only has to win by a field goal?
It opened as a pick.
It opened as a pick, Steven.
That's crazy. I would agree with you. So is that going to be our most dumbest wager line of the day?
I've got it.
I'm going to make a special notation there for that so we can keep track of that this season.
Okay.
Right, and we're moving on to the Jacksonville Jaguars, 5-11 last year at the Minnesota Vikings. This is a tough game to pick.
Now, this is a tough game to pick.
This is a really tough game to pick. Vegas says Vikings minus four.
Yes, they do. That is very interesting. But you know what? I started looking at it, and here's what I wrote for this. I've written one-sentence blurbs for each one of these games.
I hope that makes sense.
The Jaguars are going to need a few weeks to get back to looking like the horrible team they were last year. I've got Minnesota.
Can I use that in my powerful rankings?
Yes, you may.
That's a great quote.
Yes, you may.
They're going to need a few weeks to get back to being as bad as they were last year. Wow. I don't think the Jags are god-awful. I really don't.
I'm not saying they're god-awful, but 4 or 5 wins is all I see them coming up with. And I think one of the teams that a lot of people are underrating and underestimating are the Vikings.
Now the Vikings, I think I've got them accurately where I see them, and I think Ponder is capable. I think Adrian Peterson is largely done.
I think he's largely done.
Okay. And I think Toby Gerhart, however, though, is going to make it so that his doneness is not nearly as big an issue as people would fear. I like the addition of Kyle Rudolph, obviously a tight end, and Percy Harvin, Mike Jenkins. I like this team, and their defense is getting really old, but they still have legs underneath them, and they can still play. So I'm taking the Vikings, and I'm comfortable with that, but I will be making sure that I tune in to check out this game.
All right.
Be that way.
So we both the Minnesota Vikings there, and Jags fans are not going to be liking me at all because I'm not going to be saying much good about their team this season. Moving on to New Orleans, where hopefully things have calmed down weather-wise as the Saints host the Washington Redskins.
Now, this will be the first game of the Saints, 13-3 without Sean Payton there as head coach. And look, they're madder than a hornet's nest. It's just been kicked. So the Saints are going to pummel the Washington Redskins. Yes. On defense especially, they're going to get after because they've had their dignity messed with. And you don't do that to a guy. I pity the Washington Redskins. I think the Washington Redskins are not a horrible team, but they're going to get their ass handed to them. I'm just going to call it as I see it, Steven.
Yeah.
And Saints cover the 9 points that they are favored by.
The only thing that has me kind of worried a little bit is their secondary is a little banged up. Both Greer and Robinson are, I think, questionable for this game. At the linebacker position, Hawthorne is banged up. Lofton is banged up. So I'm sure they're going to get out on the field and play. This is week one, man. You got to get out there and play. But I'm not sure. I like the quarterback that the Washington Redskins have. I think I've been pretty clear on that. What I don't like is I'm not sure what Shanahan's and the Shanahanigans are doing.
You've heard that other people picked that up, haven't
you?
Yeah,
they have.
Yeah, we made that up.
What they've got, Jeffrey, is they are, you know, they've decided that they're going with rookie Evan Royster at the running back position.
Okay.
So, fine. I guess we have a rookie
today.
Quarterback. And that's today, right. I don't think they really helped him by providing him with weapons. And so I don't think defenses are going to be that scared of them.
You don't think Pierre Garçon having RG3.
I'm talking about the Washington Redskins. I'm sorry, you said Pierre Garçon. I heard Pierre Thomas.
I thought we were talking. Yes. Oh, I'm like, I met Pierre Garçon.
Yes. Garçon.
Yeah.
Yes.
And Santana Moss. I still think Santana Moss won great receiver. I think.
Brother's old, man.
I like him, though.
His strength used to be getting deep, getting past people. And I don't think he can do that anymore.
Okay. I still think he's a decent long threat. I think he's going to be more of a slot role here. I think Garçon's going to be the deep guy now. I don't know. That's how I see it. Yeah. And I think Robert is going to be too much fun not to watch. That's for dang sure.
Yes.
I'm going to be keeping an eye on him.
I appreciate it.
Pardon?
Thank you for saying his name. I appreciate it.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize that I had to eventually be the guy to get out there and to say his name. Otherwise, it would not be said. It was he who must not be named by Steven. Robert's going to be so good that you're going to start saying his name with enthusiasm.
I may have to.
Yeah.
That's what I'm afraid of.
Yeah, and it could start this week. Love Fred Davis from USC out there at the tight end. I think this is a good team.
But we both have the Saints in this one.
Saints comfortably winning, mostly just because of anger, and anger is a powerful motivator.
All right, this is, I can see, I think our first
disagreement.
Disagreement coming up, right, or a second.
Second,
but
thank
our first
I, one like, I don't know who's counting.
Yeah. The Buffalo Bills traveling to New York to face the Jets.
Now, I'm the guy who's, I think, been more supportive of what the Bills are doing recently.
Oh, yeah. You love the Bills.
I do love the Bills.
And Greg, the Buffalo Bills.
I know. He's happy.
Did you see his email?
Yes, I did. It was very touching. Hey, you know, anytime you can make a homer be happy for a little while, you just feel like an enabler.
That's wrong.
It's true, though. Greg's
you're
laughing
giving
his
him
tail
hope.
Off. It's Greg's laughing his tail off.
And now you're enabling him.
I'm an enabler. I'm not trying to enable anybody, but I do call him as I see him. But I do have, unfortunately, week one, the New York Football Jets, I believe, are in a mystery, shrouded in enigma, put inside Pandora's box. And I think week one, they have the most massive advantage any team has ever had over another team simply because of all the unknowns, and that's why I give it to the Jets.
Oh, no! I thought you were picking the Bills. That's why I'm taking the Jets.
Just because I'm taking the Bills?
No, I'm taking...
For the same reason that
you
I gave.
You said that's why you're taking the Jets.
Right, but you said that's why I'm taking the Jets, and for the same reason that I just gave.
Yes.
Which is nobody knows what to it. Nobody! And that makes your week one assignment. Week two? No problem.
Yeah, we've seen stuff now.
Now we know what the hell you're going to do.
Right.
Goody for us.
Bills are
they're victims.
They're
victims,
yes.
And we're sorry.
Yes. You guys are victims. We saw the Dolphins successfully do that a couple years ago.
Yes.
When they were the first to announce the Wildcat.
Tony Sperano was in
the
there.
The Patriots by storm. They rolled the Patriots, and everybody was like, what happened in New England?
The reason the Jets have been a joke is because they have intentionally not shown anyone anything.
Nothing.
Because they know the only strategic advantage they have is the element of surprise.
They were more vanilla than vanilla.
Seriously. They made vanilla taste like dirt. All the flavor was just sucked right out of the vanilla.
It was pretty bad.
And when the element of surprise is all you have going for you as a football team, enjoy your one win.
I really wanted to make that my challenge game.
Sorry, bud.
Yeah,
you may by default end up with the Cowboys.
Yeah,
oh, my. All right, Dolphins at Texans, 6-10, 10-6 last season.
I beg you, Miami. Beg you.
Steven, you'd have to give me more than $20 for me to take Miami.
21. That's all I got in my pocket.
If you show me $21, because I'm going out for a kind of expensive lunch, I'm going to the counter, and I hate going there because it's so expensive.
Why are you going to the counter without me? You always go nice
you
places without
come
me.
You can come because I am trying to be respectful of your guys' financial situation.
Okay, that's very nice.
And I'm going with Greaser, and you're welcome to join us. Trust me.
I'm good.
But, yeah, the counter, really expensive. $11 hamburgers, not cool, but so tasty.
But it's a great hamburger.
It's the best burger in the world. So if you gave me $21, then it's like, okay, I can not feel guilty about going to lunch, and I'd be okay.
Right. And then you'll take the Dolphins?
Yes.
Then that's the challenge game.
But I get $21?
No.
Well, then I'm not taking the Dolphins. Okay. I'm taking the Texans. They're going to cover the 10-point spread, period. That gets us through all the morning games.
Has there ever been this many...
Double-digit spreads and things.
Touchdown-plus spreads.
Week one. This is honestly one of the worst week one slate of games that I've seen in a long time, Steven. I wasn't going to say it because we do like to speak well of the NFL.
Yes.
But I think this is the most horrible week one slate I've ever seen. There's only, I went through and colored in three games that I felt like I had to watch of the 10 o'clock games.
Wow, really?
That I had to watch.
Okay.
And there's 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 games going on at 10. Now, trust me, all the rest of the games, Wednesday night, Sunday night, the doubleheader on Monday night, those are all great games.
Yes.
The 1 o'clock games are all great games. But the 10 o'clock games suck.
Afternoon games.
But the 10 o'clock games suck. And you wouldn't have had...
Suck. There's some good games there.
A lot of them suck. So Panthers-Bucks, they made that game go into an East Coast game go into the 1 o'clock slot just to have a compelling game for Fox to show as their doubleheader.
Right.
Because nobody wants to see 49ers-Packers, although that's a great game. What?
Well, 49ers-Packers is the afternoon.
I guess they were just looking for more than two games to be available in the afternoon.
Right.
Seahawks-Cardinals would be fascinating, but not good game to watch. Panthers-Buccaneers. So let's blitz through these real quickly here. We're now in the afternoon games. All these games are on Fox, and 49ers-Packers will be on Sky Sports HD.
Now, talk about a difficult game for me to pick.
Sure.
This is the one where I hemmed and hawed, and I could find reasons, if you want me to find reasons, for either of these teams to win. But I'll give you the reasons why I've chosen the Green Bay Packers to win.
Okay. I, too, have chosen the Packers.
They're at home.
They're at home.
And I think that if any team in the league right now has a cross stuck up there right now.
Something stuck up the cross.
Yes, exactly.
Could you imagine if you had a cross stuck up your craw?
Yeah, well, that's what I think.
Holy crap.
That's what they've got. They've
That'd
got
be
a
horrible.
Craw stuck up their craw. The Packers are going to be that team.
Mm-hmm.
Are
they the next angry team after the New Orleans Saints?
Stenchy, tasty, kind of a little bit of pukey stuff that they've got in their
bile
that they've got in their mouth from how the season ended last year. And they just want to get it out of their system. And unfortunately, they've got the 49ers that they're going to show it to.
Yeah, I too have the Packers, mostly because they're at home. Although I do suspect if it was in Candlestick, I would still be taking the Packers for what you just said. I think they're just pissed off. Yeah. They're one major standard deviation less pissed off than the Saints.
Yeah.
But that's just because the Saints aren't that pissed off.
Right.
Okay,
right.
Let's be clear. The Packers, though, are pissed off for just humane reasons that their season, 15-1?
Yeah, came crashing.
I have 13-3 in here.
I think they would have been okay with the loss had they played good football. They just played bad football that day.
They did. And you know what? Their intention this year is Lombardi or bust. And they are so dead set. And they know that their first game is going to be one of their most difficult of the season. And so they're going all in with that. And I think they handled the 49ers, which is too bad. Because I think but I must say, can I just get any more excited about a game this week?
Yeah,
no, that's my game of the
week.
That
is America's game of the week.
Thank you.
That is what Fox is doing. They've got what they call the America's game of the week.
And Joe Buck and Troy Aikman will be there bringing you all the play-by-play on America's game of the week.
All right, the Seattle Seahawks.
You know, Cowboys, Giants, 49ers, Packers, they've packaged together two really sweet games, and then the fact that we get Bengals Ravens added in there, they're cool. But
and you end the night with the return of Manning Peyton with Steelers Broncos,
golly,
and then you get the hated rivalry Chargers Raiders to finish up the week.
Yeah,
it is pretty nice. Seahawks travel to Arizona to face the Cardinals.
Well said, well spoken. Seahawks, Cardinals, toss a coin, friends. I'm taking the Seahawks on the road.
I'm taking the Seahawks just because, when you have to save telling the world who your starting quarterback is till just a couple days before the season starts.
Have they announced it?
They did. They did.
I'm taunting.
Yes, I know.
Let everyone not think I'm stupid.
Yes.
I'm taunting.
Skeleton there.
Scary skeletons for scary skeletons.
I bought in. I bought into Pete Carroll, Seattle Seahawks, and I think they're going to go in there and do well.
I think it's asking an awful lot of a rookie quarterback to go on the road and get a win. But if ever there was a place where you could do that,
it's not Andrew Luck facing the Bears defense.
No.
Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You're going into Glendale, Arizona, not hardly a hostile territory. Okay.
Yeah, not that.
Cardinals hostile. Fans, I believe the reason Cardinal fans are so chill. It's because it's so damn hot outside. It just saps everything out of you, and it makes you left with this just dead piece of spaghetti, this limp piece of spaghetti, and that's what's left from a fan. It's like, now cheer! All with right. What?
I can't believe we're going to finish this, and we're going to be exactly the same. The Carolina
He's
Panthers.
He's looking ahead!
Carolina Panthers travel to Tampa Bay to face the Buccaneers.
But, Steven, on the upside, when we agree on games, we're usually right.
I don't know. I may have to change some.
He's going to tinker. Okay, let's be clear about challenge games and how they're picked and when they can be changed and under what terms.
Yes.
Let's be clear right now. Go.
Right now? Well, they can be changed right up to the kickoff. We've always had that.
You can change your pick.
Yes.
But it remains the challenge game.
No, that's not
the challenge game is set in stone at the end of the broadcast.
Oh.
And you can change your pick so as not to lose a pick.
Right.
But you still are set to lose
the challenge game. Okay.
Right. Because I'm the guy who's then we've got another category of changes.
Okay.
That's just I changed my mind.
Okay. No, you change your mind just because you changed your mind. That's it. You lose
the challenge game stays.
Yes.
No, you could still win it because it remains. Okay, like in this case, it would be Cowboys. You would have the Cowboys. I'd have the Giants.
Right.
If suddenly I decide, no, the Cowboys are going to win, and I slide over to the Cowboys, and the Cowboys lose,
right?
Steven still wins the challenge game because he had the Cowboys, and this is the challenge game. So I get my pick right,
right,
but I lose the challenge game.
I hear you.
Now, if in the case what we had, let's say it was Cowboys-Giants, Tony Romo gets hit by a bus, God forbid, Steven would have an absolute right to get out of that nightmare.
Right.
There's no way anyone should expect somebody to lose something so important as a challenge game pick because of a getting hit by a bus.
Right, because the starting quarterback's not going to play.
That's common sense.
Okay, all right.
So there you go.
Just wanted the listeners to, especially we've got a lot of newer listeners.
But how about just any other game you could change up until prior to kick?
Willy-nilly.
You do have to inform the other person.
Absolutely, and we have to inform multiple ways.
And I think you have to
in this realm of social media. Yes.
You have to make it official.
Yes.
On our website, Pick'em Challenge Game.
Oh, come on. That's asking too much.
No, it isn't.
I have to log in.
You have to log in.
I say you have to do it on Facebook and or Twitter.
We got to have a record somewhere.
We do have a record. It's Facebook and Twitter. It's there forever, isn't it? Is Facebook going away? Have they fallen below $20 a share yet?
I don't know.
Because I'm not buying until it gets down to about $7.50.
Not buying it, period.
$7.50, I might get in.
At $7.50?
Yeah.
I don't know if it hits that low.
It opened at 40. Yeah. I'm sorry for anybody who's losing their shorts at Facebook, but we could have told you so. Anyways, like Facebook, just don't think it's a good investment. So that's the challenge game rules. We're up against the clock right now, Stephen. We have less than 2 minutes.
Carolina. Carolina, Tampa Bay. I got Carolina.
I'm totally lost here.
Carolina at Tampa Bay. I'm telling you.
Panthers, Carolina, Tampa. You've got cities, and I've got mascots here, so I panicked. You've got Carolina, so do I.
Okay. Sunday night football.
Sunday night football.
Here, I'll give it for you. Steelers at Broncos.
Yeah, Steelers at Broncos. This, we may disagree. I'm taking the Broncos to win their home opener. The Steelers team's just a little banged up right now, a little out of sorts.
I was going to do that. I think
we did for another game. Yay.
I think it takes... the Pittsburgh Steelers. I mean, the Denver Broncos and Peyton Manning. A game. I don't know. Man, that's
gonna be interesting. I don't know.
I'm gonna take the Steelers.
Okay,
and trust. I think
the line tells you all you need to know. Denver minus one.
Yeah.
Yeeks! This is a close one.
Yeah.
Keep this off your card, boys and girls. Unless you've got inside information, do not be wagering on this. Bengals at Ravens. We move over to the doubleheader on Monday Night Football. I may be at Anaheim Stadium watching the Angels play the Oakland Athletics.
Interesting.
I just, you know, maybe. Because they'll have TVs in the press box.
Not a football game.
Yeah. Well, it'll be on my DirecTV. My Sunday ticket.
Yes, because you can't get DirecTV in your house.
Unless you have DirecTV. I could, but I'd have to kill everybody first. All right, Bengals and Ravens opening up the 4 o'clock Eastern time. Sorry, Pacific time start on ESPN. The E in ESPN got me confused. Mm-hmm. Bengals 9-7 season at the Ravens 12-4. I've got the Ravens going to the Super Bowl and winning. So obviously I've got them winning this game against the Bengals.
Yeah, I think the Bengals are going to come out and make a statement early. And I think they're going to go on the road and get it done.
What?
And I've got Cincinnati.
This is because he doesn't want to make the Steelers, Broncos, or Cowboys, Giants the challenge game.
No.
No, you really believe the Bengals are going to do it?
I didn't make this change. I've had the Bengals.
Wow. You were worried we were going to pick the same. You knew I was going to take the Ravens.
I wasn't sure.
And they're winning the Super Bowl. You don't lose your home opener to a team that's inferior to you.
You confused me. The one I thought you were going to take was the Bills.
The Jets,
since you've
right.
been high on the Bills all offseason.
I'm still high on the Bills.
And then you have them losing.
I agree with you completely that we don't know what to expect from the Jets. We've gone over the 75-minute mark. Chargers at Raiders. Chargers. I don't like either one of these teams.
Yeah, I have to agree with you with the Chargers there.
Only Raiders are one-point dogs at home against the Chargers.
Only because I don't know what to expect from the Raiders.
We have no idea. Dennis Allen, good luck to you.
I want to see if Carson Palmer showed me at the end of the preseason that he had turned a corner.
I think this is Matt Leinart's team by week 5.
You keep saying that. I don't see it.
Yep. Okay, that's what we've got for you, friends. The games where we differ. We've got little things we got to get to.
We were a little hurried there.
Go out
to
our website and register and make your picks against us. Winner gets a T-shirt, and it could be a lot of T-shirts that you could pick from. So the other thing is our last man standing thing.
Survivor.
Yes. Go out to ESPN.com. Find our group, NFL Rants and Raves. Find our group.
I'll post it on our website as well, and I'll tweet
We're making tomorrow's game off the table like anybody would take Giants or Cowboys this week anyways. So don't worry about tomorrow night's game because you'd be crazy
you
to take one of those.
You just have to make a pick before the weekend.
Right, before all the games are done. And you get one game a week. It's a lot of fun, and there'll be a T-shirt for the winner of that as well.
I will tell you who I'm kicking. No, I'm not. Okay. I'm Stephen Miranda.
I'm Jeff Ellis.
For NFL Rants and Raves.
Bye!
Football! I like football! Uncle wants football!